The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Hello, hello. Well, it sounds like your phones are working, so we're good to go tonight.
These Fig Newtons on these are delicious, but they're not Fig Newtons. They're another company called Matt's or something or other.
They're Newton Figs.
They're really good.
They're fig blankets, fig pockets.
They're like super fresh.
You know, that you do have a good point there, because there are some companies out there that do like a good Fig Newton that's not actually dry and nasty. They're actually moist and energetic and spongy and tasty. Moist. Anyway, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality uni. This is episode 190 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, October 7th, 2019.
She's a uni.
In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, now you're quiet, right?
Well, you got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
That's what Betty does.
Well, how was your day, Anthony?
You know, it really wasn't bad. It was actually a pretty decent day today. A little slow at times, but I don't like to say that too often because, you know, that can result in other problems. But, you know, it functioned as a normal day. And, you know, I was doing all right. We had some nice weather this past weekend, but I got out and went to the car this morning, and it was gross. It was gross. So there goes that. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. And my weeks just feel all the whack, you know, the past, what, almost 4 years now? 3 years? 4 years? How long have we been doing this, Joe? 3.5 years, at least.
Oh, God, for a long time. Since 2015.
Jeez. We've been doing it every Monday, too. It was always on Monday. And this move to Tuesday and some things that come in on Monday and Wednesday, everything just feels all topsy-turvy. I don't know what day is up. Eventually, the schedule will settle in, and I'll be good again. But for now, I just feel all kinds of craziness. How about you, Joe? How's your universe doing?
Well, there's been more rain, and I think there's more rain coming. And these past 2 days have been heat, but let me tell you, fall starts on Thursday, man, and it looks like it's going to get into the 60s and the 50s for a long while.
Really? We just
fine by
no,
me.
We have no chance of fall here for quite a while. It's just,
yeah, 60s
this is not going to happen.
60s and 50s dry is fine by me.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
What I'm thinking, though, is that it's going to be quite wet.
Probably.
But, you know, just getting back to the past 2 days, these were good days. They were productive days.
Good.
Work productive, personal productive, Minecraft productive.
You know, I've never done Minecraft. I'll have to.
I love it.
I need to check it out. I know. There's the kids like it apparently, and everyone seems to like it. Yeah. So I gotta check it out.
So what do we got in the announcements?
Because I'm just stubborn in my ways. Thank you. I'm a Taurus. That's what happens. This Way Out has been moved to Tuesday. So This Way Out will now always, as always, in infinitum, at least until as long as this radio station will work, we'll proceed our show. And I'm just going to carry it along because it fits. So that's what we're doing. So starting this week, I haven't updated the schedules online yet. Eventually they will, but just flip us from Monday to Tuesday. Everything else stays the same, I believe. I don't think there were any changes other than that. We have no studio voicemails.
And our chat room is open at Shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready at 813-327-8566. Hey, yeah. Anthony, what you got for us in our week corner?
Oh, yeah, we got that coming up, don't we? Hold on. There we go. All right, this one comes from Leafly. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly last Wednesday to pass legislation that would allow banking services to become available to the cannabis industry.
That's pretty cool.
It's called the SAFE Bill. I believe it was the SAFE Banking Act is what it was called. Advocates of the bill say it would improve public safety by allowing cannabis businesses to use conventional financial systems instead of cash, via debit, credit cards, so on and so forth. Medical and adult use cannabis facilities often hold large quantities of cash, making them a common target for criminals. And they do. I mean, because I go and it's mostly a cash business. There is something out there called CanPay, which is like a debit link to your account that you pay with a QR code. They scan it and it comes out of your debit account. And all the dispensaries take it, so I just use that. I try not to bring cash with me.
That sounds good. Yeah.
But a lot of people still use cash. A lot of people just don't want to link that to their bank. And I understand that. Some people don't like to link things to their bank account. I generally don't either, but I don't want to carry cash with me.
You can probably have a separate bank account for stuff like that.
Which is an excellent point. You make a wonderful point on that. This also helps non-cannabis businesses that service the industry, like plumbers and electricians, that don't touch the actual plant but are penalized because they cannot use traditional bank transactions. The bill now moves to the Senate, which is currently bogged down with year-end appropriation bills that must be passed by today. Otherwise, we'll have a government shutdown. And apparently everything passed, because I haven't heard anything about a government shutdown. Have you heard anything about a government shutdown?
Absolutely not, although okay. The government is in.
Well, the government is just shut down. I don't know what the fuck. It's become so dysfunctional, it's like a train running off the rails.
Yes,
high on
yes.
cocaine, driving that train.
Ooh.
Yeah, you remember that song. All right, so now, and I believe this number has updated. I meant to take a look at it today, but I unfortunately just never got a chance to. To be honest, I forgot until I just read the headline right now. The headline that I'm running from is the eighth person has finally died from the vaping related illness. But I think now it's 12. I want to say I heard on the news this morning that it's either 10 or 12. And I think there's finally been one in Florida that's happened and a couple other states. But so this information is a little dated. It's from Sunday. But I'm going to read it anyway, because I'm not going to go through and look for it for you guys right now. I'm just too high to do that. This comes from the High Times. More than 500 people have been diagnosed with vaping-related breathing illnesses, and an eighth death was also reported last week. The FDA revealed that its criminal investigations unit started tracking leads early on as cases pointed to black market vaping products. The agency stressed that it is not interested in prosecuting individuals who use illegal products, but that they are interested in lending a hand because of the unit's special skills. The CDC said 530 confirmed and probable cases have been reported in 38 states and one U.S. territory, up from 380 the week before then. So it went up almost 100. 100 and some odd. I don't know. I don't have a calculator here. But at least 100, 484. So like 150, actually 130, 150. So it went up a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So Missouri joined.
150, yeah.
Yeah, Missouri joined this list last Thursday, but I believe now Florida is now the most recent to join on the list, announcing the death this week of a man in his mid-40s at a St. Louis hospital. And Canada reported its first case last Wednesday by a high school student. So far, no single vaping product or ingredient has been linked to the illnesses, though most patients reported vaping THC, the high-producing ingredient in marijuana. A congressional subcommittee will hold a hearing on the outbreaks on Tuesday. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Are we running? Oh, wow, look at that. We're actually running behind schedule. We got like almost 4 minutes until we get to your corner. So you have some time. You can stretch your wings a little bit. Stretch out your booty a bit. Just don't wave the booty around too much. It might get stanky over there.
Well, you know, I got to say, for one, this black market vaping crisis should push the backing for recreational cannabis everywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, otherwise we're going to see these cases rise because people make that crap that's causing people to be sick.
Yep.
They just need to be put out of business.
Yep, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I have not had any issues with the products that I use, but it has given me considerable pause to be like, yeah, I'm just going to kind of stay away from that, you know? And it's sad because maybe there is nothing wrong, but here's the thing, folks.
Yeah.
Because it's underground, you just don't know.
You don't. And that's you know? Really the biggest problem with it all is just that.
It's not the same. What you get in Wisconsin may not be the same as what you get in Illinois.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, in places where you can get it legally, anywhere. Definitely get it legally, you know. I mean.
Well, in Illinois, it is definitely, what, January 1st?
Do you know of any local dispensaries that are going to be opening up, or have you guys heard about the process?
You know, it seems like it's changing every few weeks.
Okay.
But right now, it seems like there is not going to be any close by, unless the one on Clark Street that took over some bar across the street from our favorite Banana Video.
I see.
Banana Video is still there. But no, this place took over a bar that used to exist right on the corner. So I think that's a medical that could potentially get recreational.
There you go. Although it would be so difficult to get it for the first, you know, almost first 6 months. I mean, look at Massachusetts. I was in Massachusetts last year, like maybe 2 months after it had become recreational, or maybe even a month. And they were reporting waits as long as 2-3 hours at the dispensaries. You had to park in a remote lot, and they would bus you over to a line in a dispensary. You'd wait in line for a couple hours. You could only get like such a small amount of weed for the length that you waited.
Probably extremely expensive.
Yes, it was. So, you know, and then you're probably going to see that for a while, like in Illinois when that happens, because unfortunately that's just.
So I may wait for quite a while. It may be a year or two before I probably really start utilizing such services.
No, I totally understand.
Only because I don't want to jump on the bandwagon, and I've done that before with technology.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's been like, shit, I've kind of wasted my money on something that really I can't use anymore. Right?
It just happens.
So... I think we're just going to go ahead and get into the word of the show.
There you go.
Last week, if you don't remember, our word was logorrhea, whose definition is someone who can't stop talking. And let me make sure I get focused. And now... this week's word is crepuscular. Wait,
I think it's
crepuscular.
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 And
crepuscular means active in twilight or evening, as with certain animals and even people, too.
I see. All right, then.
These words are kind of interesting.
They are kind of interesting.
Folks, these words come from our fun user, Your Mother.
Your Mama.
Yes. Which you could always join us in the chat room if you use your computer. Just, you don't even have to listen to us on the computer. You can listen to us on your phone and chat on the computer.
Look at this. Look at this. Don't badger our listeners, Joe. Badgering our listeners is not the way to do this.
Random discussion until 2017.05.
Well, we got some time then. We got a minute and some change.
Oh, boy. So, that's but fine. The chat room seems lively. I guess Big Mac is in there.
He's in there. He's acting a fool.
Yes, he is. He is. So, have you heard any of our interesting programming, dear listener? For instance, not only our show, the Joe and Anthony Show, but our fun Inept Supervillains podcast, which is always on Friday nights. Isn't that right, Anthony?
It is. It is on every Friday night. And it's a pretty cool show. Yep. I think it's new every other Friday, but it does run every Friday. So, you know, we're kind of working to that way. So, let's see.
It's always good to kind of get, like, you know, just listen. Because when you listen twice.
When you listen twice, it's just twice it's as nice. It's like Reunity on Ice.
Yeah. All right. I think Roger's got something
I think to it's say. Time to move on.
Wow. Hello.
Wow.
It's the other level artificial personality unit, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, and it is National Black Dog Day, Hair Day, Fire Pup Day, ooh, Homemade Cookies Day, ooh, and Eat Fruit at Work Day. Wow. Well, wow. Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push an actual fancy button that stimulates a rather crazy spinning wheel, quote unquote, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no.
Yes, yes,
wow.
Yes, no.
Error 13. I feel so Panucci when I do she. Take it away, guys.
Oh, boy. All right, give that thing a spin.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know, somebody's got to have to look at this thing. Because it just, you pull the lever and everything lights up. Everything lights up on the board, and I don't understand why. Go away. Go away. All right, tonight's random news story comes from WTXL Channel 27 ABC News Tallahassee, and they tell us why you don't scream the word bong in a crowded high school. Last Wednesday afternoon, a student's family member called a Mariana High School staff member stating that the student had items in the book bag that were inappropriate. The caller said that the student had a bong in the book bag. The staff member initiated an emergency evacuation of the facility.
Oh, God.
The investigation determined that the staff member misheard the word during the telephone conversation, and instead of bong, the staff member heard bomb. There is a clear difference between the two. A bong is obviously a tool used to smoke weed, and a bomb, well, we all know what that is. Superintendent Moore thanked the quick action by the Mariana High School administration and staff in an effort to strive to keep students safe. That's it. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Hey,
Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Love Bowl Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye bye. Out.
Bye bye, Betty. Well, bye bye.
Bye bye. Thanks, Betty. And now, and without further ado.
Ado.
Triumph of weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 87 degrees. The dew point is at 72, giving us a heat index of 93. The humidity is at 61%, and winds are howling out of the southwest at 12 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66, and it could get gusty. Wednesday, showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 a.m. Then just maybe some showers. Later at 8 a.m., you can expect patchy fog until 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy, with the temperature falling to around 63 by 1 p.m. Could get a little rain Wednesday night. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy, with a high near 69. And it could be a gusty day. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 60. Looks like rain for the weekend, now that fall is here. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Wow, Legos are pretty darn useful.
Are they now?
Yeah, from our friend Ben Hooper, September 20th, UBI. An Indiana University club created a 14-foot-tall paper mache sculpture. What? Oh, no.
Huh.
We have non-copy.
Didn't we talk about the 14-foot-tall paper mache sculpture last week?
Yes, so we're going to go to this source, folks. Here we go. A teacher made his own bionic arm out of Lego after being born with just one upper limb by dismantling one of his models. David showed off his homemade prosthetic that can bend and lift objects with a clamp at the launch event of Lego's new campaign, Rebuild the World. Born with a deformed arm, the self-styled Han Solo began making his own prosthetics at age 9. He then built his first advanced and moving prosthesis after taking apart a Lego helicopter from his shelf at 17. And then when he was 18, he took apart a Lego Technic plane and designed the MK2, which can grab and grip with internal motors. The lifelong Lego fan was present at the launch of the campaign Rebuild the World alongside pop star Mark Ronson. Rebuild the World is a campaign designed to build children's creative skills around the world. Mark Ronson. Wow, this story is really long, so I'm just going to say they see the world from a unique perspective and have the power to reinvent the world, identifying new solutions and ideas that will shape the future. And that is so true. Let's move on. Although, you know what? Yeah, let's move on. All right, so can't sit in church without it, though, right? I like the headline of this story, folks. I'm just going to read that first. Church claps back at AC thieves. It's hot where you're going. From Ben Hooper. September 19th, UPI. An Ohio church's sign is going viral for its tongue-in-cheek response to thieves who stole the building's air conditioning unit. Whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It's hot where you're going. Pastor Gus Brown of Akron Alliance Fellowship Church said the $3,500 air conditioning unit was taken from the Akron building just days after it was installed. It was a brand new unit that we had just put in. We hadn't even made the first payment on it yet, just like Betty and Roger.
Still too. 30 payments left.
It had only been in a few days, Brown told WJW-TV. The church responded to theft with a message on its marquee sign. Whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It's hot where you're going. Brown said the message isn't meant to be taken literally. Why not? And the church believes there is room for reconciliation if the thieves make amends for their crime. Staying on this path will only get you one place, and we don't want you to go there. Our desire is to see even him at our church one day, Brown said. Oh. You know, that sounds like an inside job to me, to be honest.
Maybe.
Like maybe. An inside insurance scam.
Maybe.
Fiddles McGinty. Oh, good lordy, good lordy. This reminds me of something else we've heard before from Toppers. And that's recycling into the air.
Ooh, my favorite episode.
Oh, boy.
Someone's excited tonight.
This is also from our friend Ben Hooper. September 19th, UPI. Authorities in Nebraska said firefighters, responded to the third floor of an apartment building to put out a blaze caused by what, Anthony? What would you get?
A vibrator.
What do you think this woman burnt up?
A vibrator.
Okay. Go ahead. So you say a vibrator. All right.
Vibrator.
Is it a vibrator?
Yes, a vibrator.
No, wait. Is it a vibrator? Is it a piece of bacon? Is it a piece of toast? Or is it something with paper? A vibrator.
Vibrator.
Well, the correct answer is love letter that she received
from
a former lover.
I said love letters.
The Lincoln Police Department said police and firefighters responded to an apartment complex in Lincoln just after 4:30 p.m. Monday on a report of flames on the third floor.
Ooh.
Police said there were no injuries, but the fire caused about $4,000 worth of damage.
That's more than the air conditioner.
I know, right? Wow. The apartment's resident, a 19-year-old woman, told police she had been burning love letters from her ex and fell asleep with the smoldering remains of the notes.
Oh. On the carpet.
On what? On the carpet.
On the carpet.
The woman said she woke to the smoke detectors in her home sounding.
Should have said something else.
You know, I go to the forest and burn the forest down. No, I'm just kidding. I go somewhere where maybe put them in the garbage can. Like, get one of those metal garbage cans and find one of those.
Or the sink. Or the bathtub. Do it in the bathtub. Take away, get rid of the curtain. Take away all the linens and the curtain and shit. Burn it in the fucking bathtub. It's all tile.
You know what's even better? Shred them.
No, that's not as dramatic. Crazy people like dramatic. Because only crazy people would fucking set fire to paper in their house.
Well, guess what? That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, lovely. Let me find where I'm at in the script here. I've kind of wandered away on my own little vacation while I was kind of listening to your news. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Ty Henderson harnesses country music to help queer kids. Patricia Arquette and Billy Porter bring out the Emmys. And in other news, a doctor activist seeks the cure for Singapore's anti-gay sex law. Beirut and Montego Bay are stripped of pride. South Korean queer kids suicide at shocking rates. Gay Russian dads seek U.S. asylum, and hate groups howl at the U.S. government's stumbling blocks. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be crepuscular in 4 minutes after this break. Yeah, exactly, right?
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Reedmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snowed, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
You are tuned into Cheyampa. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznets. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, let me We're a little behind here. You know, for some reason, we give ourselves a four-minute break. And, you know, I can't get myself ready until, like, we're ready to do the segment. So, all right. Anyway. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 89 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat index is 92. The humidity is 47%. The dew point is 66 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers before 8 in the evening, mostly clear with a low around 73. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon, sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday night, 10% chance of showers before 8 in the evening, mostly clear with a low around 73. On Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 91. And Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8, partly cloudy with a low around 74. We're going to have some rain, hopefully, because my lawn's starting to look kind of dead. That's never good. So anyway, that's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy.
It's gonna rain. There you go. I love that show. I gotta catch up. It's been so crazy. I guess they have like a lot more new seasons on Family Guy. If you don't know what I'm talking about and you've joined us, go to Chiampa.org, Chiampa.org, and actually click on the listen and chat. You may have to use the drop down hamburger menu in the upper left hand corner of your screen. If you were on a mobile version, desktop version, it may just say listen and chat as a link on the top of the screen, or you may get that little mobile hamburger thingamabob. Where it's the 21st century. If you don't know how to use this, I'm surprised you're even listening to us to begin with. Anywho, come on, join us in the chat room. We kinda...
Oh, who's berating our listeners now?
Oh, fuck you. Anyway, our first Florida news story of the night comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay about a woman who forgot about laws while she was drinking her claws.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, I don't know exactly how to pronounce her name. It's D-E-N-A-E. So it's Danae?
Danae.
I'm thinking Danae. Danae, 32, was pulled over by a Pinellas County Sheriff's Office deputy while driving home on U.S. 19 in Danae. Palm Harbor after a witness called 911 stating that Danae was swerving out of her lane while drinking a white claw last Wednesday. If you don't remember, there was a big marketing thing about something a few months ago. Was it a few months ago about there are no laws when you're drinking claw, you know? So it kind of got blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
After pulling Danae over, the deputy noticed she had a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage on her breath and that her hair was in a nest. Her skirt was sideways and her shoes were off.
Ooh.
Danae, she was being pulled over of driving while unfashionable. I didn't know you could get pulled over for looking like a wreck. I got to be careful now. There's some nights, you know, you just leave. Yep. And you just, you know, you got to still drive home. Anyway, Ubers just don't run that late here. After, Danae, according to her arrest report, refused to take a breathalyzer test after telling the deputy that if she does the breath test, she's gonna fail. The deputy said despite refusing the test, Danae did admit to having a drink 6 hours earlier and 2 while driving home, but she argued that the White Claw beverages were only 5% alcohol.
Yeah, and how many...
Danae, same thing as beer. Danae learned the hard way that hard seltzer drinks, while they may not taste very alcoholic, can get you drunk, and you shouldn't drink them to drive. She was charged with a DUI, and her bond was set at $500 in Florida's catch and release program, and she's out driving around again.
You know, that just cries for having public transit and more Ubers all the time.
Yeah, it's just so...
Or taxis or something.
It's just so much sprawl. Everything is just sprawl here. I mean, I think the only urban area that's really somewhat organized as a real properly densified urban area is like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, they absolutely need like trains. They have buses, but I believe they don't have trains, and they need light rail, because driving in Miami, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, especially around rush hour, it is a freaking parking lot. I know my husband and I went to a art exhibit there a few years ago, and we got stuck. We took a taxi from one point to the other. We weren't going to walk. We didn't feel like walking, like, I guess, like a mile and a half to get to an art exhibit. So we were going to say, oh, we'll take a taxi. We sat in the taxi long enough that we actually just paid, like, $6 for sitting in traffic for going a quarter mile, and we walked the rest of the way and probably got there before the taxi would have gotten us there. So, but,
oh boy.
Anywho. There goes my rant. There's my rant. Anyway, yes, I agree, but unfortunately a lot of our landmass is sprawled, which is a shame. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA, Tampa Bay's NBC News Channel 8, where someone got a little carried away with their... This is cyber stalking. This one's a little nutso. Boy. The Pasco Sheriff's Office became involved in July 2018 when Tammy, 36, called 911 to report someone trying to abduct her daughter. Tammy led deputies to a wooded area behind her home and claimed someone tried to grab her daughter there. Deputies found items behind the home... Deputies found items behind the home, and Tammy claims she also received threatening phone messages and a headless doll at her home with a threatening message. The report and the planted evidence were faked by Tammy in a failed attempt to frame a former business partner that Tammy believed had sabotaged her attempt to win an online health and fitness contest.
Oh, God.
I know we're trying to get ready. I know we're going to be on air. I know I'm going to have to speak FCC-like in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. What the fuck is going on with people? I'm recognizing. I said it. There we have it. So I can't do that on air at WRFU. But for now, we're still on champ, and I can say that. So anyway, crazy people. The FBI became involved when they learned the case also involved online threats. In addition to sending threatening messages online, she spoofed calls and also used voice distinguishing software, according to the FBI. Jeez. The FBI soon learned the plot by Tammy went much further. She used over 360 Instagram accounts and 18 email accounts to threaten her victims. Tammy pleaded guilty this past week.
How the hell did you remember all those passwords?
She probably had a spreadsheet.
Oh, God.
Probably. Spreadsheet. Yeah. I would have used a spreadsheet. When I stalk someone, I use a spreadsheet.
Use a spreadsheet.
It's the only way to stalk someone.
Microsoft or Google?
Both. You know, you got to make sure it's duplicated. You got to keep a real one and a fake one. That way, if the cops catch you, you give them the fake one. Huh?
Ooh, we do have a sexy story.
I know. Well, we got sexy music. Of course we got a sexy story. Can you not hear the sexy music? Can you hear the sexy music?
I can.
You can? See, there you go. We got sexy music. All right. All right. So anyway, our final news story comes... Everything was local this week. That's nice. Our final news story comes from the Tampa Bay Times, where being the only newspaper in the region gives you the audacity to make an annoying paywall about... about a deputy, the homeless, and a Hummer. Sorry, I was a little pissed off at their paywall this weekend. But they are really the only newspaper in the region. They bought the St. Pete Times, and it's all paywalled. They own the TBT, the everything else, and it's just ridiculous. A deputy and his former and boink. A deputy and his partner responded to a non-violent domestic dispute between a woman and her boyfriend around 2 a.m. on August 23rd. To separate the parties, the deputy drove the woman to a homeless camp in a wooded area in Tampa where she was living at the time. Footage from a surveillance camera shows the deputy, dressed in his sheriff's uniform, parking his patrol car near the wooded area, entering the woods to look for the woman's tent, and then returning to the patrol car and removing the woman. A few minutes later, the deputy returns to the car alone. but walks back into the woods a few moments later. He returns to the car about 5 minutes after that and leaves shortly after. The woman told investigators that while the deputy went back to his car a second time to get her a bottle of water, she removed her pants and began to masturbate in the tent. When the deputy returned, he saw her, exposed himself, and the woman performed oral sex on him, according to the affidavit. See, there's a sexy story for you right there.
Sexy.
Yeah, why not me? The woman told investigators that the deputy did not force her to perform the act, but she felt compelled to do so because he was in uniform. I don't know, maybe she's got a fetish, maybe she's been mistreated by the police before, but clearly it was consensual.
And he likes homeless.
Yeah, he might like, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, the homeless. Homeless need loving too. You know, maybe
yes, everyone needs love.
Everyone needs love.
Everyone
needs love. Everyone's loving makes the world go round. The woman is in her mid-20s, and the tent where the incident occurred was located in an area behind a restaurant, according to records from a 911 call. The sheriff's office launched a sexual battery investigation, and a judge signed a search warrant on August 27th so investigators could seize his white uniform shirt and pants to test for the woman's DNA. The deputy joined the sheriff's office in April 2017 and denies anything inappropriate happened. Sounds reasonable enough to me. Yeah. Poor guy got caught by a security camera. Getting a hummer on the job.
Yeah.
You know, if she said he raped him or her, you know, I'm like, wow, that's a different story. But she's like, yeah, you know, hey, you know what? I sucked his dick. I'm like, hey, you know, good for you, honey. Sometimes there's not enough of that going around in the world. The why not me homeless. Exactly. Ezel's got a point. Why not me homeless? Anyway, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo, thank you, Betty. Somewhere in the script it says what we're supposed to be saying about things like Roger's testicles falling off the...
I know. Hold on. I forgot to prep the studio with a wet nap. So now I've got Chex Mix powder on my fingers, and I don't want to touch any of the controls in the studio.
Well,
so I'm rubbing vigorously with a disintegrating wet napkin. So I'm going to say I have the scripting here. Wow, Roger's testicles fell off down the hallway and got stuck under the Carnarvon wagon. What the hell is that?
That's the Carnarvon wagon. That's the Carnarvon wagon.
Why? Why does it sound like that?
Because the bee, it's supposed to be beeping as it's going by.
It sounds like the bees. It sounds like Ezel's bees are on the Carnarvon wagon, which, you know, oh, that's all fine and dandy, but usually the Carnarvon wagon is for liquor and not for bees.
Well, they were hanging out by the sweet stuff. Anyways. Oh, yes, I had to register Roger's testicles with the U.S. Department of Transportation and the CDC as a possible road/health hazard. Let's see, Anthony, what do we have on this lovely list?
We're going to Champagne in October.
Yeah.
I'm all excited. I'm all excited.
Me too.
And we're gonna be spending the night in Lakeview on Tuesday night. No, Monday night. So that's gonna be exciting as well. I get to spend time with some family, some friends.
That's nice.
I'm gonna definitely get some pizza from the South Side.
Oh yes.
I need my South Side pizza.
Oh yes.
It must happen. I did not get it last time, and I was very upset, and I must get it this time.
Good.
Last time I had Giordano's, and I was, that doesn't do it.
No.
The crust is horrible.
Is the place that we're going, do they have seating indoors?
It's all indoors.
Okay.
Yeah, Vito and Nick's, it's all indoors. It's a little dive place.
So it's like a... Oh, okay.
It's a little dive place. It's a Chicago neighborhood pizza joint from, I want to say, the 50s?
So you could get slices, too, then, right? Or do you have to get a whole...
I think you have to get a whole pizza.
Oh, okay.
And it's cash only.
Do they serve, like, on the traditional Italian-style napkins and...
I don't... No, they give you a pizza and plates, and you take the pizza off the thing, and you put it on the plates.
Oh, okay.
It's a pizza place. What kind of pizza place are you talking about? Fancy napkins and fucking, do they put it on a napkin? Do they polish the table before they put it down on the table? Do they wipe your fingers with a little itty-bitty finger bowl? I don't know. It's a fucking pizza. They bring it to the table. You say, hey, lady, I need a pizza. And they come to your table and I want a sausage and mushroom pizza. Great. Well done. All right. You come back.
So is it like Leona's? Or is it more
before
like...
before Leona's became commercialized, but I don't think they like have grinders. You know, I'm gonna have to look this up online, which is fine because we have 3.5 minutes.
You know,
until
our
the
listeners,
come on.
Even if they're not listening live, would like to know.
No, I get you.
Are we?
You.
Yeah, we're doing a show next Tuesday, right?
I believe we are. Oh, we got a phone call. We were saved by the phone call. All right, hold on.
Saved by the phone call.
All right, who's on the phone? Sounds like Ezel. Oh, that's Ezel.
Ezel Magadoo calling. Hey, boys, Ezel. How you doing?
How's it going, Ezel? We're doing well. Yourself?
Well, you know, I had a little bump in the road there a couple weeks ago, you know.
Oh, yeah, we heard.
He's all right.
Well, that's
good.
You
know, when you have a slab of ribs for an appetizer and wash it down with a half-pound burger, that shit catches up with your man. It takes a while, but it catches up with you, you know.
No, I can imagine.
Everything's good. Oh, yeah, everything's good. You know, you can't pass up them hot links and shit, man, in them White Castles. Fuck, I had a half-pound burger tonight for dinner, goddammit, after all that bullshit, you know.
White Castles.
So, you know. Well, you know, you gotta just, you know what, you gotta watch out for the signs, you know, when you got these little signs happening and you go, uh-oh, something's happening, then you get your ass to the goddamn emergency room anyway, so, but anyway, hey, you gotta send them bees back, what the hell are them bees?
I don't know what the hell Joe's doing putting the bees on the Canarble wagon, I mean, seriously.
Damn it, see what happens? You get sick and the goddamn bees take off and they're with the gay people and they're out there having fun. I'm telling you, you gotta watch these son of a bitches all the time. But I wanna know, how the hell are you gonna have a show where you can't say fuck, shit, motherfucker, goddamn motherfucker? What's going on, boys?
Well, no, well,
are
we're
you
going.
Be
we're,
censored? I didn't
but we're gonna be on.
Well, we're gonna be
regulated territory.
We're gonna be sitting in on a 2-hour show on the 12th. The 12th. And it's an actual broadcast show. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's over the air, so we have to adhere to language restrictions. We're not doing the show. We're just guests on a show. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought, man, you were going to change all this shit, man, because I like this. I'm a freak.
Calm it down. The phone's overheating. You got to calm it down there.
Well, anyway, so Ezel's back in the groove, man.
There you go.
I got a new lease on life, you
awesome.
know, and, Yeah, well, you know what? It was just a little bump in the road, but you know what? You got to be careful. You got to watch out for the warning signs. You know what? Oh, he don't ever pay attention to nothing, man. I don't listen to shit.
And, yeah, you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm still here and I'm doing good. Who knows? I'll be around to get another one. So anyway, all right, boys, we'll let you go. I'll talk to you later. We'll
all right, Ezel, thank you. You take it easy.
I will. Good luck with that show that you're going to be censored in. I got to listen to that shit, man. That's going to be interesting.
All right, we'll send you the link. We'll put the link out on Facebook.
All right, and you know what? Smoke them as you got, man.
Exactly. All right, Ezel, thanks for calling.
See you later, boys.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. As soon as I close Google Maps here. All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the LED lights are coming on, and the Carnarvon wagon, there you go, is making an annoying beeping noise. If I have time this week, I will have to make a sound effect. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own little snowflake way.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that Carnarvon wagon, man? Did you hear about the one in O'Hare?
The Carnarvon wagon gone crazy in O'Hare?
It was a beverage cart, train thingy that got on the tarmac and delivered shit to other planes. Anyways,
it was the one that was driving in circles?
Yeah.
I saw the video. I didn't know that was at O'Hare. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, what, they stopped it by ramming it with another vehicle. Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m., then check out the World Labor Hour on Sundays, live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance.
I want a hot dance mint.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dance mint, too. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio precisiors. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on your background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. For example, the Internet Radio Player on Android. You can also listen on the website. Just go to Cheyampa, Cheyampa.org. And that's it. That's all. There's nothing more.
We've reached the end.
Yes. This is where the tape goes.
We've reached the end.
Click.
Oh, my plantar fasciitis is acting up.
Yeah.
I don't know what did it this time, but, you know, I got insoles, I've got decent shoes, but sometimes you just likes to be a little crabby.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I just got to stretch it. If I stretch it out, it's fine. I just got to keep stretching it. So, you know, what can I say? It's how it goes. It's what happens when you get older.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week on Tuesday. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't shout the word bong when you're drinking a claw and getting a hummer by a stalker in a homeless camp. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an O for Omnisexual.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
All right. Actually, we're a little early this time. I got the flat feet. You got that right, Ezel. Flat feet.
Flat feet.
Flat feet.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Sciampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Sciampa Radio.